This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby. Brent Schottenheimer let a little something slip about the offensive line yesterday. Or was it just a casual statement and he's playing chess, not checkers? We're going to talk about that as well as a couple other things out from Cowboys training camp yesterday here in Below the Belt, which is brought to you by D&M Leasing. Check them out at dmautoleasing.com. All right, Brian Schottenheimer was great yesterday. He's really good at the podium. The big thing that still needs to be done with him or still needs to be evaluated with him is obviously going to be on the football field, but I'll make this comparison. I'm curious what you guys think about it before we hit these clips. Schottenheimer reminds me of the guy who's like been running for president his whole life. Like basically like almost every career move has been, I'm prepping for this and I'm getting myself in a position to where it's like, I feel like at the very worst, and I was saying this to somebody recently, at the very worst, I think the floor for Schottenheimer is Garrett. Like, I think that's the type of coach he probably is at the floor. He might be better. That might be all he is. But to me, it's like, I think at the bare minimum, you're going to get the results you got when you were Garrett. You're not going to just be awful. He's not going to be inept. There were a lot of people who seemed to think he was going to be inept doing this. That was never going to be the case. He'll come in here prepared.
Well, what did Greg Rosenthal tweet yesterday, your buddy from NFL.com?
Oh, yeah. What did he tweet about that?
I'll just recap it. You don't have to go look it up. He said, basically, I'm getting the feeling that Brian will be like his dad. Didn't he say?
Yeah, oh yeah, that he'll be a better head coach than he was a coordinator. That was Marty.
His dad was...
Sorry, not better than his dad. Better as a head coach than an assistant. Because better than his dad is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, like his dad was a really awesome head coach.
Yeah, not better than.
If the Cowboys landed Marty Schottenheimer in this, like... Okay.
Look, there's three categories I'm breaking it down into. There's personality management, There's X's and O's, and there's the talent on the roster. Brian Schottenheimer, in my opinion, the personality thing is already done and checked off. He has aced and will ace the test. X's and O's will be a question. And talent on the roster on whether they're actually good enough will be a question.
I don't much care about the X's and O's because he's hired assistants to do that. I'm a walk around coach,
but like, he's not. Guy.
No, I know, but that's what that like.
He's calling the plays.
Yeah, I like the walk around coach anyway. Like that's just what I prefer that. Now you want to get your hands in on everything. You know, you help the plays and everything. But yeah, he's gonna call them. You know, it's going to design them. That I could probably do without, you know, but
look, there's
to me, with the head coach, it's about clock management. It's about maintaining the peace, the cohesion within the unit.
Which that came up yesterday. We didn't pull that one, but the clock management stuff came up yesterday. He said they're already having meetings on game day execution. They're meeting with Ryan Feeder, their game management coach. So they're on top of that too right now.
Brian Schottenheimer chemistry, that's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
There is a big national knock on him as R2-P2.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really bad offensive numbers from his past when he was the coordinator. We can dive deeper, and we have, into the talent. I was going through his Wikipedia page the other day, and I was like, oh, 28th Rams. Oh, 27th in offense. You know, he was with Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence has been a disappointment. These things can be brought up. Question there, even though Brian will say he was the more aggressive one in Seattle and that Pete wanted to be old school. He told us that at the Combine in Indianapolis. And then the talent on the roster. But discussions for another day.
Yep. So let's go into the topic that got a lot of attention yesterday. And I think this got lost in communication a little bit, represented, was the discussion about the cadence.
Here we go!
That's it. That's the here we go cadence right there. So Clarence Hill had asked Shoddy about, hey.
Did he ask it first? Was it the first question?
No, it was not. It was the second. Actually, it's technically the third question by the second person.
Man, I did not realize that this was actually a thing of how worked up media members got over asking the first question. The battle and the fight to replace David Moore, who retired.
Yeah.
I did not realize this was an actual thing. And apparently it is with other teams throughout the country of who gets to ask the first question.
Look at the YouTube comments. People say, first, they love the first comment. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel special.
This is Helen Thomas. She is the old lady that was at every White House press briefing from like
Mr. President
1974 or 1970 until, you know, whatever. Maybe it was during the Obama administration. I can't remember. But she had the first question from like Reagan on.
Yeah.
And she would always ask it. And it was, you'll recognize. If I show you a picture of her, you'll know exactly who she is.
Yeah. And then she got in trouble. She got kicked out. She wasn't allowed to do it anymore.
I can't remember why she retired.
Yeah, she got kicked out. All right. So the question was asked, though, about the cadence. Is anything going to change there? And Brian Schottenheimer was a little cagey with the details.
I'm not going to tell you about the cadence. The biggest thing with the cadence I will tell you is getting a guy like Joe, and now you got new linemen, you got Booker, you got, you know, Rob Jones, you got guys like that, is getting all the quarterbacks to kind of sound the same. And that sounds like, oh, that's pretty obvious, that's pretty simple, but it's the guys that are the backups that have to learn to make their cadence sound like Dax. So that's kind of one of the things that you do work on in terms of the cadence and what we say and things like that. Maybe you guys will hear it today. Maybe you won't. I don't know.
I think this is, and he said, maybe you'll hear it today. Maybe you won't. I'm not 100% certain if I can say what I heard while we were out there, given the time when it occurred. Because there are some portions you're allowed to talk about what you see, some portions you're not. I'll just kind of say.
Wait, what? There's some portion
at practice, NFL league rules, given whatever time that whatever work they're doing in certain parts of practice, that's considered like, hey, you can't discuss this part. You're hanging out here, but get to the next section. So they're
can't
limited.
Discuss
portions.
It live.
You can't share details of it. So like, for instance, we're not allowed to take wide pictures at practice. They got to be tight. There are certain just restrictions because they feel like you're going to give away too much. Like the league has that as a rule.
But that's posting a photo, but you're talking about even discussing
it. Yeah, like you can't report specific formations they're running. You can't do stuff like that. So I'll just say this. As I was listening onto the field, nothing stood out or caught my ear that I thought sounded like, what was that? That sounds a little different. So I'll just say that.
Because the headline is, here we go, is no more.
And I think, I think it was John who tweeted it. And John Machado's my guy, but I think John had like misworded, or maybe he just heard something that I didn't. But then when I went back and pulled it again, listen to it, you just heard that he just said, "I'm not going to get into it." So he wasn't really committed to whether you'll hear it or not.
Let's talk about the cadence and how basic it is. What does it actually do? John Gruden's problem with just clapping.
Yeah, Romo had there was a great clip of Romo last year where he was asked.
What's a bigger shock? Taking shots at John Machado or giving praise to Tony Romo?
He was asked about, hey, why, you know, the here we go cadence and compared to yours, like, why is that important? And Romo gave a really good answer. It kind of showed up there in Shoddy's response, which is they want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The quarterback and the backups all have the same sound to them because it's basically the, you know, it's the starting gun for the offense.
Yeah.
And it gives you a, when you know the cadence and Omaha. The anticipation. So he said what happens is when a new quarterback comes in or when a new offensive lineman comes in, a new tackle comes in, he says that's why we always say watch for a false start in the first couple plays. Because they're not used to the cadence or there's something that's a little different and it's so precise. And that's why the, you know, dragged out, here we go. And like the particular nature in which he does it is really important for them to be on the ball for their time. And so just in general, the type of like inflection you use, the tone of your voice, different things, it's all coded to like tell guys when to go. And
so it's not just as simple as, all right, when he's done, go, rush.
Right, yeah, that's what, that's why a lot of people, and so when Gruden had talked about it with Jackson Dart, it was like, give me your snap, and he, or give me a cadence, and Jackson Dart goes, and he goes, give me your hard count, and he goes, which is like, okay, dude, but like that's the, and Gruden loves the cadence.
Yes.
There's another video of him talking recently with Philip, or actually, was, I think it was like last year, but he was talking with Philip Rivers. And he was talking to Philip Rivers' son. He's like, let me hear your cadence. I want to hear if it sounds like the old man.
He gets such a high off it.
He loves it. It's so funny. But it's genuinely, that's why Rodgers really liked Dax when he started hearing it in 23. We got that clip of Rodgers. It's because Rodgers thought all the just particular nature of the way that he was delivering it gave them an advantage.
So you think it's actually detailed and not just simplified?
Oh, no, no. It's like, it is detailed. Like there's, it is a precise command of like, here, this is where we go. So far, it'll be something to watch for us in training camp. The last few years, he's obviously had the very noticeable, here we go. The offensive line nugget he dropped yesterday, potentially. And maybe this was just a little flippant, and he was just kind of talking casually. But he was asked a question about Tyler Booker. How's Tyler Booker meshing with everybody? And he gave a good answer about it. But then he also dropped in there two or three other nuggets about the offensive line that kind of made everybody just look over like, wait, what did he just say?
He's doing great. Again, we're creating competition. He's not taking all the ones. We're rolling different guys in there. Rob Jones, we're moving Brock around a lot, moving BB around some. But, you know, he's picked it up really, really well. The intensity that you guys saw in the introductory press conference, and that is what we see. But the best time to watch Tyler Booker is probably an individual. Because if whoever he's working with holding the bags and the pads aren't doing it the right way, they get a little bit of an earful. It's kind of fun to watch. So he understands that there's a mindset and a makeup that make great offensive linemen. I think along with some of the other leaders up front, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Tyler Guyton. He's having a terrific offseason. He's working his ass off. He looks great. But Tyler Booker fits in great with what we're trying to build.
So there's a lot there. First off, I think it's great that Booker as a rookie is basically telling guys, like, you need to hold the bag. Like he's telling veterans right here, like, nope, you're not doing it right. You need to do it. That's a guy who they want him taking command.
Well, we all know this. As much as we're all praising Brian Schottenheimer, that's how much they're praising and feeling about Tyler Booker, the person, at least so far.
Oh, yeah.
Glowing. Glowing internal reviews. He's blowing them away with how he's handling himself. I'm not talking about blocking yet. I'm not talking about on the field. As a person, they feel like they have an early absolute gold Zach star.
Martin. They got a Zach Martin.
I mean, yeah, they think that's like a culture tone setter for the next 10 years, I think, where that's like, that's the leader.
I'm just talking personality right now.
Now, he talked about moving Brock Hoffman around. He talked about moving BB around, which he had sounded like he didn't want to do that when he was in Indy. He said, I'm open to it, but look, we don't want to waste a year. Then he gave a lot of praise to Tyler Guyton. They're kind of cut out of nowhere to say, Guyton's done a really good job. And that made Newey Scruggs ask Schottenheimer, it's like, hey, can you just circle back? Give me a little more specifics on Tyler Guyton.
He's having a great offseason. I think some of the new things that Clayton and Connor Riley have brought from a fundamental standpoint really fits him. I think you're talking about, I'll go back for Tyler a little bit, like he hasn't played offensive line a whole lot. Then he played right tackle at Oklahoma. Then we moved him to left tackle, and it's obviously a premier position. And then he missed quite a bit of time last year in training camp. He has not missed a day. He was one of the first guys back in the building. It reminds me a ton of Jalen Tolbert, if I'm being honest with you. Jalen Tolbert, year one, you guys were all here, right? You know, up and down, hey, here's a high draft pick, you know, and, you know, didn't have a great first year. JT was one of the first guys back in the building. Well, Tyler Guyton was one of the first guys back in the building. He understands how important that this year is for him, not just for him, but for our football team. And so he looks great, and he's playing at a high level right now, going against some good speed rushers.
And it's something where I think that's important. When he talked about the coaches, I don't think – the coaching staff didn't necessarily mesh with Tyler Guyton or Terrence Steele last year, and that's been a difference early.
No one doing it better, putting in more work, heading out to the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco after their show, more so than Bobby Belt in B-Lo,
D-Belt,
on the home of the Cowboys, every day with a segment at 8:40. A final goodbye to the Dallas Star season and a little baby ticket giveaway, plus who had the worst take of the week in the world of sports, all next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.